Whether it's a salad, a hamburger, or that egg sandwich you eat every morning, the way your meal gets made has an impact. The What You're Eating podcast wants to help you understand how your food gets to your plate. Join host Jerusha Klemper as she uncovers the problems with the industrial food system and how you can overcome them. From practical conversations with farmers and chefs to discussions with policy experts on the barriers to sustainability, Food Prints podcast doesn't just cover what you're eating, it covers everything from the why to the how. Listen and subscribe to What You're Eating at foodprint.org/whatyoureeating or wherever you get your podcasts.
Memorial Day weekend. It's the unofficial, official start to the summer. But this summer looks a lot different than the last. After a year being stuck inside, we're ready to get out of the house, book flights, rent cars, stay in hotels, stay in resorts for a summer of fun 2021. The travel industry took a huge hit during the pandemic.
The global tourism industry has all but ground to a halt because of the coronavirus pandemic.
Many airports across the country, ghost towns, planes littered with empty seats after travelers ground their trips.
Pandemic has become the worst crisis the hotel industry has ever experienced. About 80% of hotel rooms in the U.S. are now empty.
And while a rush of vaccinated Americans heading for the beach or to national parks is a good thing, will it be enough to jumpstart the industry? Here to talk about it is Recode's Ronnie Mola.
Hey, Adam.
Ronnie, you dug up a lot of data about where people are going this summer, what they're doing. What did you find?
Last summer, you know, was a lot of road trips, people maybe going to visit like family, staying in an Airbnb. This year seems to be a lot more luxurious. Like people are tired of having been in their houses, having not really gone anywhere. A lot of people are going to beach resorts. I call it hot beach summer.
Well, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, and it's also these sort of all-inclusive resorts are really popular. Part of it has to do with this idea that people do want to go somewhere, but they're still a little skittish from the pandemic. So they're trying to do this more controlled travel where maybe they fly to a place and then the resort has a shuttle that picks them up and then they stay on the resort the whole time and they had to take a COVID test before they go to this resort. So it gives them this feeling of safety. One person I talked to referred to it as just bubble travel. It's a little more conservative than people are used to.
So where specifically are people going this year? Or maybe a better place to start is where do people normally go?
First of all, they take a lot of road trips, but popular destinations are like traveling around Europe or going to North American cities or international cities. Cities are really popular for summer breaks, but this year it's like completely different. Because of all the travel restrictions and because of this, you know, hangover of fear from the pandemic, people are getting on their flights for the first time, but they're not really going very far. Places in Florida, the Panhandle, Miami, Key West, also, you know, adjacent country like Mexico, people are going to Tulum, Cancun. There's also Honolulu. So North American beaches are where people are going.
Hot beach summer. I get it.
Yeah. And it also has to do with the vaccination rates in the U.S. Vaccination rates are pretty high. So domestic travel is recovering a lot faster than, say, global travel or, you know, flying to Europe for the summer.
And speaking of which, the industry itself obviously took a huge hit in the pandemic. How well is it recovering? Are we starting to see like 2019 levels of like car rental and hotels and stuff again?
So there are pockets of recovery, especially domestically. But globally, still everything's down a lot. They expect flights to recover to like maybe 43% or something around there of what they were in 2019, which is, you know, the year we compare things to now. But domestically, flights might recover later this summer. You know, cruises are still down, hotels are still down. But then you have these pockets like car rentals, which did okay during the pandemic, you know, back to where they were. Vacation rentals, things like Airbnb are still doing well. One of the things that's contributing to this is Americans have a little bit more cash than normal. So, you know, they didn't travel last year. So a lot of that, they're thinking, hey, maybe I'll splurge a little bit. It's been a fucking year. Like, so maybe I'll go to a resort. I don't mind spending a little bit more.
Does that mean that people are taking longer vacations too?
Yeah, a lot of the vacation trends are predicated on the idea that people are able to work from anywhere and they have a little bit more flexibility in when they have to be at work. So people are able to take longer vacations. They don't have to go on Memorial Day weekend. They could go a few days beforehand, a few days after. They could work for 1 week from the vacation house and then take a vacation. So there's a lot more flexibility in when and even where people are traveling. Airbnb recently released this flexible destination. So when you search, you could just say, I don't know where I want to go, or like kind of put in some parameters and it'll suggest things outside of that. So I think that also is a testament to the fact that people have a little bit more freedom in where, when, and for how long they could go somewhere.
Yeah, I've been doing some vacation planning myself lately, and it's interesting to see so many hotels offering like sabbatical packages, like come and stay on our property for a month for a low rate and we'll give you free Wi-Fi.
Yeah, I think something like a quarter of nights booked on Airbnb are for stays that are like 28 days or longer, which is crazy. You know, it used to be something like 15%. So it was never too low, but you know, it's up to a quarter. And most of those people are saying that they're doing it while they're studying or working.
Yeah, that's like a European length vacation.
I read an article, I think it was in Atlantic earlier this year, about how this was like the summer where Americans vacation like Europeans. And while I think that might be not quite the case, you know, we're still uptight Americans, we are being a little looser, at least a little longer vacations and a little more luxurious ones.
So I have to ask, Ronnie, are you and your family going to the beach this summer?
Yeah, I hate to be just like the illustration of my article, but we're going to a beach resort in Maui.
What?
I know. Lucky me.
No, it's weird. I'm booking a trip to Maui myself for a wedding.
So you see, like, it's so weird when like the trends play out with you personally. I don't like making it about myself. And I actually didn't think about this until you put the question to me. And I was like, oh man, I'm just a stereotype.
I never thought I would go to Hawaii, but honestly, the prices are good. And a beach in Hawaii sounds amazing after the last 18 months.
Yeah, rather than like licking a subway pole in New York City.
Yeah, I do that every day. Ronnie Mola, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.